Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hello, everybody. Merry, merry, happy, happy. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. I'm your old pal Ian here, and I couldn't be more excited for another glorious Thursday in the best town around New York City. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm very glad we're back in the studio. I'm glad we're hanging out.
Yes.
It's been very, very fruitful.
Yes.
Unironically and in the fun way.
Yes, I agree. Did you get everything you wanted from Santa Claus?
Sure. I spent Christmas eating a giant steak and drinking wild turkey, so yeah.
You sent me that picture. It looked delicious.
Yeah, that was my day.
Oh, God. Incredible. Did you get anything good this year for gifts?
So it's weird. My chick's family does lists. Like, they all just email what they want.
Oh, like a OnlyFans girl, Amazon wish list?
Yeah, we all have to give a list by Thanksgiving. So I just picked myself out stuff I wanted.
Oh, that's nice. And
I just got a bunch of makeup, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Pretty easy. Fun. I sent my dad a bunch of popcorn seasoning. Which is funny if you know my act.
Yes. Yes.
He was very entertained.
Yes. That's great. My mom got me. God bless my mom. She got me a UV toothbrush cleaner.
Wait, it cleans the toothbrush?
You put your toothbrush in this little thing, and it uses like a UV thing to clean it. She's like, it'll help your stomach feel better. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, it gets rid of bacteria. You know, you're in hotels. I'm like, yeah, they're clean. My bathroom's dirtier. She's like, well, use it for the bathroom toothbrush. I'm like, all right, mom, thanks.
No, I did. I got everybody, every guy, my uncle, my father-in-law, and my brother-in-law, I got the same thing, and it fucking hit.
What?
You ready?
Mm.
Have you heard of Dr. Squatch? They make like high-end soap for men.
No. Mm.
They have a Star Wars collection.
No.
Of different kinds of soap with different Star Wars characters. Fucking murdered across the board.
Damn. Good for you.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
I bought four of them, kept one, and gave out the other three.
Oh, that's great. That reminds me. I bought a Ghostbusters Proton Pack months and months and months and months and months ago. It was like a pre-order. Oh. They sent me a thing that was like, you need to pay the second installment. I forgot. So that was like the gift I got myself, and it's wee.
Was it
not coming?
Like a crowdfunding thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So they had to get so many people to pre-order before they could make them?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm looking on Instagram, and all these people are like unboxing it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. And I'm like, why? And I look at the email, and it's like, bill has not been paid. I'm like, oh, fuck. Ah, shit.
Let's introduce our guests.
Yes, please, Zach, take it away.
All right, we have two excellent guests coming to the show today. Gus, I had to check your last name again because I didn't want to fuck it up. Constantellis.
Constantellis.
Gus Constantellis.
God damn it.
Thank you for being here, my brother.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a fun day. And from High Society Radio, a rare daytime appearance by Bronx Johnny.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Great Bronx to see Johnny you, bringing his own 12-pack. And tequila.
Well, it was the share. Tequila was right here.
Him walking in the door with a 12 of Bud and a loose bottle of lemonade was the most Hispanic thing ever. Dude, it looked like you were going to fucking sneeze Domino's.
It was amazing. Is this just Thursday, or is this a hangout with Zach end of the year party?
Just hanging out.
Oh, we're here all day.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're doing Spook Show after this, right?
Yeah, and then I'm going to do High Society tonight.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a blast.
So we're going for it today.
Wow. Well, I see Johnny. He has a beer. And Zach, you don't seem to have one, so...
I have a tequila lemonade.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious. Okay. All right, cool. Me and Gus are...
Sober Sally's over here in the corner.
Sober Sally! Yeah. Well, I had my iced coffee and a water.
Nice. I had my vitamins.
Yeah.
By the way, watching Johnny walk in like that reminded me, dude, the funniest fucking thing happened the other day. My chick needed fucking tampons, so I DoorDashed them.
Oh.
But it didn't make the limit.
Oh.
So I also bought like a bottle of soda and pistachios. The guy didn't put them in a bag.
What?
The DoorDash guy just knocked on my door holding those three things under his arm. He walked from Rite Aid. Three blocks with tampons, pistachios, and soda. And I guess it was one of those Rite Aids where they charge you for the bag. And he went, nah, fuck this guy.
Fuck that.
He just showed up at my door with loose tampons.
Jesus Christ. That's awesome. I never, in relationships or whatever, I guess, I don't know if I was like intentionally a dick. I just never really like thought like, oh, I should get tampons. And then like my big ex, I got like a box
of
tampons.
That's what I call all my exes.
I got a box of tampons to have at the apartment so she'd feel comfortable. I was like, wow, I think this is love. I think that when you care enough. Yeah. But then I went to get them, and I had never bought them before. And it's like confusing,
yo, girl, what size pussy you got?
Grabs on the back. I didn't know what to get, so I just got her a puppy pad instead.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hey, pew, 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 wee.
It's so difficult because it comes scented. So at my job, I have to hand those shits out to girls and shit. Mm-hmm. We're going to high school. So it's really fucking weird because you know that.
Do you work at high school?
Yeah, dude. I'm a dean, actually.
Oh, no shit.
The last thing I expected. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Dude, this is the truth. This is what everyone that works at a high school, or like as a dean or administrative, they are all fucking. I used to, when I taught, dude, we would go out and do karaoke, and the gym teacher's like doing coke in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. I'm like, don't you have to teach sex ed tomorrow? He's like, come on, you pussy. I'm like, all right, fine.
They just
you really
do
look like you Freaky Friday with the janitor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have the all the keys on a ring. Like, what are these for?
No, legit.
Today I am the dean.
The best dudes are the fucking maintenance guys, though, because they have the keys to everything.
Uh-huh.
So you can get into the stash spot and shit. Like, we'll get what we collect at the end of the week and whatever.
No.
You just put it right back out there. Like, all right, kids, have a good weekend or whatever the fuck. Enjoy. Because, like, I feel weird punishing a kid for shit I do.
Yeah.
You want to tell a kid, hey, don't do drugs and shit.
Oh, you mean stash, like, weed and stuff?
Yeah, or vape pens and shit.
Oh,
not hard narcotics.
Yeah,
I work in the inner city. There's no real pills and shit. So.
Yeah. Wow. I used to teach in the Bronx.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know if we should say the names of the school.
Nah, don't do that.
I wouldn't. I didn't even do that.
How did you guys hide drugs in high school?
I didn't do drugs in high school.
Oh, me neither. Oh, no. Sober Sally's over here. Yeah. Really?
I didn't start till I was like 21, 22. Although I did smoke weed at a party. Whew. And I got ripped off. Oh my God. So this drug dealer, his name was like Paris, and he was at this party, and I tried to like buy weed off him, and I was all fucked up. I was like 14. I was like, listen, man. Can I just have some weed, please? And he's like, no, it costs money. And I was like, my grandmom's giving me Christmas money.
Oh,
give it to me now, and I'll give you the Christmas money. Check when she gets it to me in December. And he was like, what the fuck? And then I bought like a nugget of weed for like $30 or something. And on his AOL profile, swear to God, for interest, after that he wrote interest. Ripping off fags like Ian for weed.
Oh,
and I was like, oh no. First of all, true, and also other part true.
Very hurtful.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, it was a mess, dude. At that party, I passed out on the front lawn. My grandfather had to pick me up. I blamed it on like food poisoning. Mm. It was terrible. I remember like hallucinating at my grandparents' house. It was a fucking woo-hoo! So yeah, I didn't do drugs in high school. What the fuck, dude, man?
I got a soda delivery. Thank you, buddy.
Oh. Hey.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Papa to be.
But I had friends that would like do blunt rides on the way to school. Mm. And like hotbox their like Volkswagen on the way to like math Dude. Class. And, like,
I came up with what I, because I did pills.
Oh,
I came
wow.
up but for pills and weed, because we still had film class, like photography. Mm. So the film canisters for your negatives.
Yeah.
Is what, because then, because we had cops in my school that like just kind of walked the halls. Mm-hmm. So we would always just go, here's your film for class. And that's how we, that was our drug circuit.
Wow. That's genius.
Yeah.
Because I got hooked on pain pills in high school
because
I broke my leg.
Ooh,
and that's the doctor how it starts. Accidentally double prescribed my Percocets.
Whoa. Oh,
so shit. Do those for a month. What a dream. Twice as much as you need for a month and then try and sleep.
Oh, God.
Then this fucking fat Mexican kid named Caesar broke his leg and they gave him oxys.
Oh, boy.
And I remember going up to him, and he's in a wheelchair with a full broken leg. And I'm like, what'd they give you? And he's like, Oxycontin. And I went, can I have some?
What year was this?
2004.
Okay. That's around the time that they started putting acetaminophen on it. And you had to lick that off before you could crush it up and snort it.
And
I heard.
Oh, shit.
And he had no idea what they cost because he's stupid.
Oh no.
So I go, how much? And he goes, $10 a pill. And I went, how about three? And he goes, deal.
Damn. Oh my God.
And I bought all his Oxycontin.
Jesus Christ.
And this dummy had a fucking, just have a hurt leg. And I fell asleep with my eyes open in English class. My two friends had me, like, Weekend at Bernie's, like, between their shoulders.
Oh, my God.
And I started snoring with my eyes open.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ. I didn't do, yeah, none of that. That was, like, college. I would go to, like, class fucked up and, like, be drinking in class and, like, get sent home. Be, like, reeking of booze in my class.
Did you start shit, though, when you were fucked up, or you were just regular?
Later.
It was noticeably that you were fucked up and not, like, shoving people and shit
not,
like that.
That was, like... I'd say maybe like 22 to like 24, I guess. But when I first started, it was just kind of like, you know, like a new thing because I didn't drink or anything in like high school.
Where, did you ever get tuned up by bouncers?
Bro.
Yeah.
Yes. So many times. I used to, I read, what's the name of that book about Jim Morrison?
The Lizard King?
No. It's like can you look up Jim Morrison book? It's like they're through the fire, like no one gets out of here alive, I think, whatever. So I read this book and
No one here gets out alive.
Yes.
Got it.
So he used to go to bars and he'd get his cock sucked at the bar, and then other times he would just like whip his dick out and just like piss at the bar.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, man. I like when I was drinking, I was really into like classic rock and like Marshall Tucker Band and like all this stuff. Like I used to think I was like, you know, a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. So I was like, yeah, I can't be Jim Morrison in the Doors, but I can act like Jim Morrison. So I would take my dick out and just piss at the bar and like get my friends to get like a kick. I've gotten dragged out of so many bars with my pants at my ankles and be like, it's another guy. Like it wasn't me. Just like visions I'm seeing right now of just like a fist coming. Like if you're like a kid, just a fist coming towards your face. Like, oh, I'm sorry. You know,
my last
cartoonishly arms, legs, heave-hoed out of the bar. God.
My last bad blackout, I was probably like 24, 25.
Whoa. Congrats.
And the one that made me go slow down.
Oh.
And my friends walked into three bouncers stomping my ribs in at the Knitting Factory.
What the
fuck? Oh, Jesus. What
was that? Like full soccer kicks. I don't know. I was a bad boy.
Wow. Oh, nice.
That I got a rocks glass smash in my face.
Holy shit.
And
you remember why?
The dude had a bad day. I mouthed off to the wrong guy.
Oh.
And him and his friends were just like tap dancing on me. And I said to my friend, I was like, Did you see me? Did I get like a good hit in on him? You know? And he's like, your head hit his foot on the way down. Like, counts, you know? How about you, Gus?
I honestly don't really drink a lot, and I've only been blackout drunk once, and it was horrible because I lived with my parents at the time, and it was the stupidest, like, do it when you're not living at your parents' house. Like, I was, like, 26. I was living at my parents' house for, like, 6 months because I was, like, living between New York and L.A., and I just kind of was, like, I just got drunk, and I was at Royal Palm Shuffleboard Club, which is, it's so well lit in there. It's not dark at all. It's a warehouse. It's like a very spacious warehouse. And I got so drunk that I started like flipping on tables to I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, shit.
But it was a bar, so everyone was like, woo! Like, everyone loved it. And then I just like got on the shuffleboard like field and then like got on top of my friend and then fell down. And then my friend put me in an Uber.
You were going to say your friend shuffleboarded you.
Oh, no. He just like put me in an Uber. He's like, you have to go home. And then I went home, and my brother was outside smoking a cigarette, and he saw me, apparently, I didn't know, but he saw me walk inside the house, go into the bathroom, and take what he said was the biggest shit he's ever seen in his life. And then he found me sleeping on the toilet 48 minutes later. And then he was like, bro, I like woke you up and you just got up and then you couldn't get up, so you fell back down and almost broke the toilet and then went to bed without wiping. And I was like,
oh God,
why didn't you help me? And he's like, I'm not going to wipe your ass, bro. I'm 33 years old. It's like, you could have done something.
I fall asleep on the toilet.
Put me on the shower. Yeah. Do something.
Oh, my God. And then I woke hose up. You off.
This happened like 6 years ago, and you have to imagine, like, this is the only time I've been drunk around my family.
Really?
Oh, they've never seen
My brothers always get drunk. My brothers always get drunk. Like, my dad always gets drunk. My brother got so drunk one time that he, like, went into my parents' bedroom and started pissing on their wall because he thought he was in the bathroom. And my mom, to this day, 6 years later, is like, you have a drinking problem. To me, you have a drinking problem. I'm like, because I was blackout drunk once. He pissed on your wall.
Wait, why you? No, not him.
All I did was take an Uber and then shit. I just pooped. That's all I did. I didn't do anything wrong.
Why are you the drinking problem?
I don't know, man. Because I'm the youngest. Like, she has this weird thing about me. I'm a big pothead. That's my drug of choice. Huge pothead. I'll smoke all fucking day. I hate, like, sometimes I'm like, damn, I got one spot at night, and I'm like, why do I got one spot? I just want to smoke today.
Yeah.
I try to pile it up so I have three or four spots, but I love weed. No, weed is my thing.
Weed's your thing.
But I've only done cocaine like one time. I know. Really? Not for me. Look at this energy. I don't need cocaine.
Yeah.
It was not for me. I did not like it at all.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. I like to get high. Gus and Ian don't like to get high, but me and Gurley, we'll fuck around from time to time. Well, now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the program.
I was thinking the other night, the very first time I ever did coke was at, were you around for Lucky Chang's?
No, that's before my tenure.
Okay, yeah, on like First and First. Were you around for Lucky Chang's?
No, I was there.
Yeah.
I went there years ago for a party.
Yeah. So we used to call it tranny karaoke because it was the only place with karaoke, and there were trans like singers and drag queens and everything. And that's where I met the first trans girl I ever dated. Anyway, very first time I ever did coke was downstairs, like in the bathroom, and this girl gave me a key bump. And I did it.
You just did it?
And then I went to my friend. I grabbed him and go, listen, man, I'm going to do more of that. And if I die, don't tell my mom how I died.
Oh, shit.
And then I go to the girl and I go, can I have the rest of that? She was like, just take it.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
The only time I did coke, I was at Stonewall.
No shit.
And I was with my straight best friend I've known since I was five. And he, we were like 27, 28. And he was with this girl that he really liked. And he had never had a kiss before. He like never kissed a girl, and he had his first kiss at Stonewall that night while me and his cousin were doing coke in the bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, I was doing coke and he was having his first kiss, which is like so wholesome, I feel, you know what I mean? But anyway.
And you just came out of the bathroom like gacked.
I just came,
you got a kiss?
We had, no, because that's
so happy for you.
When we left, that was
love
their
is
time.
Beautiful.
When we left, that's when they were like, oh, good, we can kiss. So then as we got, we like did
you
a little
kiss.
Like,
can't kiss again. We'll go back to the bathroom.
And then we went out and they were kissing on the dance floor, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's great. Where did you grow up?
Brooklyn, Bay Ridge.
Oh, okay.
Bay
Ridge. Are you still there?
No, I'm in Fort Greene now, but my parents are in Bay Ridge. I was just there for the Christmas.
Mm.
Bay Ridge. It's such a shithole. I love Bay Ridge, but yeah.
That's where I live too.
Yeah.
Oh, you live there?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I live right by the Alpine.
Do you agree? Oh, the Alpine is bedbug central, but it's $11 for a movie ticket, and so it's the best movie theater in all of New York City.
Yeah, if you would like to hear a woman in a burqa say the N-word.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Hang out outside the Alpine for 5 seconds.
Going to horror movies, like opening night releases when I was a kid at the Alpine was such a religious experience, because it's all Brooklyn people being like, yo!
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, man. That's like the Magic Johnson Theater of Brooklyn.
If you would like to see a movie the Aki way,
amazing.
Go to the Alpine.
Oh, fuck.
That's $11. I want to point that out for a movie ticket.
That's
$9 on Wednesdays, I think. I think they have like a deal.
$5 on Wednesdays.
$5 on Wednesdays.
What? Oh, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's where I saw the retarded screening of Rambo.
What?
On my birthday one year, it was just like during the day, so I went to see the new Rambo movie.
Oh.
And there is an adult daycare. I don't have a better word for it. That's across the street from the movie theater called Forever Young.
Oh, no.
And they took him to see Rambo, and I did not know that.
Oh.
And I walked in very high to see Rambo by myself and was in a theater.
You finally felt like you belonged?
Yeah, I almost went back with him. That's what lunch was.
He forgot. He got so high, he forgot he wasn't part of the group.
And I watched Rambo with about 45 special needs adults.
Forever Young people.
Oh, my God. That's
and
amazing.
It was the best.
Of course.
I can only
imagine.
There
was a guy that every time somebody got shot yelled, uh-oh.
Oh,
so literally the entire movie, I just hear, bad guy, it was.
That's how I sound when I play Call of Duty.
That's what I was doing at Avatar yesterday.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, it was the best.
I love that.
I wanted to be like, what are you guys seeing next week?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be so fun if you had like a movie club with them. Wow.
They were a great audience. They
of
had
course.
A blast.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, God.
That's all my fucking bad movie stories are from is this The Witches? All that shit.
Damn. Oh. I need to go
there. Is a pizza party room, and I've always wanted to do a party in there. Like,
I think
for my 40th, I'm going to do a pizza party at the Bay Ridge Alpine Cinemas.
How old are you?
How does that work?
I'm 30. I have 10 more years.
You're 30?
So, yeah.
Oh, you're so young.
You rent out a whole theater and you could just eat pizza while you watch
you
the
rent
movie
out,
shit?
Like, no, they have a pizza room. So you rent out one of the theaters and then the pizza room. And then
they screen
a movie for you. And
you
then
can
you
just
get
come
pizza.
To the Bronx for that and bring a dollar size and just sit and fucking eat.
I mean, you could do the same thing at Alpine,
dude,
but
have,
now
like,
they have a pizza room.
Shit.
It's not, you have to imagine, it's
they
not
also
like a
put
room.
Happy birthday and your name on the marquee.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And it's not like the room is the
you
size of this fireplace. It's not a giant room.
So just put happy birthday, love you forever. And it'll stay there forever.
I hope at the end of the screening they have a little happy birthday, you know, in the movie.
That would be sweet.
That'd be fun.
That'd be really sweet.
But it does have, you can get bed bugs there? Or was that like a joke?
Well, they kept renovating
they
it.
Kept
when I was a kid, they were renovating it.
I have a birthday coming up, and a part of me is like, this would be so fun. Can you request them to play whatever movie you want?
That's not legal.
Like
one of their releases.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they need the rights to screen the movie at a real movie theater.
Yeah.
It's not like my bullshit where I fucking do shit on the fucking DL.
Yeah.
It's a real movie theater. No, you can't. Plus, they're not going to have a 35 print of any movie.
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, Ghostbuster Party at the Alpine.
There are certain theaters that have classic movies that you can request if
like,
you rent.
Alamo has a catalog, but again, that's limited to like what their catalog is. So,
right.
Yeah, just so you know. Just for your birthday party needs in the future.
Oh, so you can rent out the Alamo.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of, during the pandemic, a lot of people were renting out theaters.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
How much is, Alex, can you look up how much it is to rent out the Alamo?
If you don't do Alamo, there's a place called Film Noir that used to be a funeral parlor that's like a 30-seat theater in, I think, Greenpoint.
Really?
Yeah, we did a bunch of, we showed a bunch of shit there. It's a rental store in the front and a theater in the back.
What movie should I show for my birthday?
Okay, and for just $150, guests can invite up to 30 of their friends to rent out an entire Alamo Drafthouse Theater in certain locations.
That's not bad.
Oh my God, can you see if the one in Brooklyn or Manhattan is available? Because I was going to paintballing.
I was just at the downtown. I was at the one yesterday, Brooklyn.
I went, what did I see there?
I saw
the
Avatar.
Menu.
Oh, did you like that movie?
Was it good?
It was fine, okay. Right?
Was
yeah.
Good?
It was fine enough.
Fine at best, yeah.
Oh. Did you sit through all of Avatar?
I only peed once, which I'm so honestly like so proud of myself for. I thought it was going to be a 2 or 3 a timer.
One of my kids saw it, and he was like, nigga, that's 3 hours. I was like, oh, shit, it's a 3-hour movie?
3 hours.
God damn.
And there are, but there's like portions of it where you're like, cut this. Just cut this. No. What's going on?
Well, didn't James Cameron say he's got a 9-hour?
He's got a 9-hour cut of the third one.
He wants the special effects done for 9 hours.
For number 3, he's got a 9-hour cut.
And cut it down to 6, right? Or cut it down to 3.
That's arrogant.
He's got a 9-hour cut. He wants to do all the VFX for it and then cut it.
That's
which
crazy.
Is bananas.
Of what? The plot is Rise of Skywalker.
It's also
just it's literally Palpatine's back is the plot.
Fern Gully.
Yeah.
The first one is just Fern Gully.
Oh, and it's Pocahontas. Yeah, but yeah. But the second movie. One is literally just like it opens with Palpatine's back of the bad guy's back. And that's like the whole movie. You're
and he
like,
died
okay.
in the first one? No, I thought he died.
Yeah, well, so did Palpatine. you know, so it's like, I don't know. It was good though. I enjoyed it. I'll say that. I enjoyed it. The Way of Water.
It was, I like it. A 10. What are you giving it?
I've
I would give it like
it.
A 7.
All right.
Yeah. What'd you give it?
I didn't see that shit. My boy was like, nigga, that's too long. I'm not going to watch that. If a teenager tells you that, you got to take him verbatim on that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to see it.
I have no interest.
Now,
no, you didn't like the first one?
No. Didn't care.
I was in the hood movie theater when I saw that shit. That was great. It was like, yo, we're going to take over the fucking planet. But they started signing. I guess they were fucking Crips in that movie theater because they're like, oh, blew all the way and shit. Like, yeah, I know those are humans they killing though, right? They have no place to live and shit. And the dude's like, nah, fuck that, son. I'm rocking blue tonight. I'm like, all right, then. Now it's my cousin. He was really drunk that night. So I was like, this is fun.
I'm trying to tell a story without sounding racist. It's not easy for me.
You know what?
Because I look and sound like this.
Go for it.
I saw a free screening of the Peter Jackson King Kong.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I saw that at Alpine.
Here we go.
And, whoa.
And let me tell you.
Yeah?
Another 3-hour movie.
Yeah, I saw it on a
multiple
little...
people were walking in and out. It became like a bar at one point. Yeah. It was like a free-for-all. Yeah.
And there were a bunch of homeless people there because it was a free screening that was advertised in the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Smart.
And
film buffs,
yeah. And it was on 11th and 3rd.
And they just checked the running time. Oh, heating for 3.5 hours. Yeah.
And when the film crew gets to Skull Island, and the natives capture them, it felt like a revolution was about to go down.
Oh no!
And I just remember, like, I guess they weren't very familiar with the plot of King Kong. Because they thought the movie was about to take a hard right.
Uh-huh.
And I just remember this guy screaming when they had a knife to Jack Black's throat. And I just remember going, somebody goes, kill that grimy nigga!
Holy shit.
I'm sorry, I was excited.
Let's get plugs out of the way.
Yes.
Gus, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Oh, just check me out on Instagram at ConstantlyGus or my TikTok on ConstantlyGus.
Fantastic. Johnny?
Just Outside Radio here on Gas Digital Live, Thursdays 8 p.m. And then Bronx Johnny on Facebook and Bronx Johnny 1 on Twitter. But I still have it. I don't even know anymore. I haven't been on it in a while, but it's here.
Zachy Zach.
Just come check out Catalyst Wrestling. We're going to be at the Bell House in Brooklyn on January the 22nd. Come hang.
All right. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. January 11th, 12th, Denver Comedy Works. January 14th, Fairfield Comedy Club. January 19th to the 22nd, I'm with the great David Tell at Philadelphia Helium. January 26th to the 28th, Coastal Creative, Tampa, Florida. Let's fucking go. I got a ton of stuff coming up in February, March, and April. Gonna be fun. IanFinance.com. And check out my other podcast, B and Ian with Jordan, on YouTube, iTunes, Patreon, patreon.com/BandIanPod. And every Thursday, Zach, tell them.
Guys, if you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the shows on the Gas Digital Network. If you decide to keep it, you save a little bit of money every month. If not, hey, download all the episodes you want and put them on a hard drive. We don't really give a fuck. And then go to podcastmerch.com, where we have hats and t-shirts and hoodies and long sleeves. And thank you for wearing them out to shows. It really means a lot. Kisses.
Kisses, 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 kisses. Now, I'd like to kiss all of you.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
Wait, is that a fly? What is that? Get out.
Holy shit.
Get out.
It's over there.
No!
It's on that wall.
We'll deal with it.
Sorry to harp on this, but I just want to go back.
You scared of diseases and stuff?
No, I just don't like bugs.
I should be fair to tell you, gentlemen, I have COVID right now.
Shut up.
I'm fucking with you. You can still do that joke because they haven't beaten that disease yet. It's still there.
I know.
God bless.
Are more people... Is everybody getting it now?
I think everybody in China got it in like a weekend.
They cleaned that town up, though. Really? All those motherfuckers are dead. He buried him somewhere.
Yeah. But they had a huge fucking outbreak in China.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were
People were getting it here, but I don't think it really got into our circle.
Well, now I know people are getting like sick. Mm-hmm. And people are like, the flu.
But that's at the time of year, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm just afraid of like getting the littlest thing and then just being out, not being able to work. And I'm not really worried about like COVID anymore because everyone that's getting is like, I was sick for a couple days, blah, blah. That's it. So it's just like another flu strain, I guess, but I'm uneducated on it. I don't know, but
you'd be fine. Like Andrew Cuomo's not governor anymore. He's not a fucking snuff yacht at night. I feel like he was fucking bludgeoning old people to death.
Yeah,
that's how he got rid of a lot of those anti-voters and shit. I mean, a lot of people died under his watch. I'm just saying.
Theory time with Bronx Johnny.
After that, we have the lady governor from Who's the Boss.
Oh, she's the worst. Good.
I mean, she hasn't killed anybody with COVID, though. She's been doing a job. A lot more
just
older
with bail reform. What?
Oh, no. Bail reform's been great, man. What are you talking about? It's like fucking, it's Die Hard 3 out there and shit. Like, I love it, man.
I know.
Hey, guys, real quick, just want to talk to you about another one of our sponsors. Guys, it's a new year, and it's a new you from our friends at Manscaped, who are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels the entire year. All right, that's downstairs grooming. They have some of the best gifts in the world. So if you have a dad, an uncle, a boyfriend, if they're all the same person, that's not good. A grandpa, anybody that has a pair of dick and balls, they're going to absolutely love Manscaped. They have the new Platinum Package 4.0, which has tons of little presents along with the great shaver. This shaver thing is absolutely awesome. It's got no nick technology. It's got a light on it, and it works in the shower, too. You are not going to want to shave your dick and balls with anything else. They have the Shears 2.0, which is their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a little file for the traveling man. They have the new Persevere Cologne, the Body Buffer. So many cool products over at Manscaped. So check them out. Go to manscaped.com today and use our promo code BYGUYS for 20% off. One more time, guys. That's manscaped.com. Promo code BYGUYS for 20% off. Check it out and have a nice clean dick and balls. I keep saying dick and balls. I like saying dick and balls. Say it with me now. Dick and balls. Let's get back to the show.
I wanted to go back to this. Sorry. Maybe I'm derailing the show, but if I run out the Alamo Draft House for $150, does that mean everyone can still order food and stuff?
Yeah. They have like a wait staff for you that you can order food. That's why it's probably only $150, because they're going to make so much money off the food.
Oh, my God.
It's not available in Brooklyn. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, Ian.
What about
Manhattan?
There's
a Staten Island location now.
We'll go there.
You want to?
It's not worth it.
Really go.
Can you find out if it's in the Manhattan one?
I'm looking.
Oh my God! If it's not, I'm gonna cry.
So anyway, for 150, is it 150 total? 150 per head though?
No, total.
I think it's total.
Total.
Oh shit! Yeah, they should at least give you like some chicken
fingers.
Dude,
I'm gonna do that for myself.
I know, 150? Right? Yeah, and just watch my favorite movie.
Dude,
if it's available.
That is like an insane date, right?
Yeah.
Like, go there, 150, and then like the meal. Would they do that just for two people?
Yeah,
and
why not?
Follow up question, Gus, what are you doing this Tuesday?
Okay, wait, hold
I'm
on.
Free.
Theater rental does not include tickets, food, drink, and gratuity, minimum of 150. So you have to still purchase each attendee's ticket.
Oh, yeah, ripped off.
Separately. So it's $150 to make sure that you guys are the only people in the theater on top of the cost of tickets.
Yeah, you make everyone buy a fucking ticket.
Sure.
$20 and then like
still, that's
the food.
A little pricey.
Well, you're gonna
like, what are you
going to
show? You're going to have to show some epic shit.
What?
You're going to have to contact the private events team to schedule an event. Oof.
Do they do it in Manhattan?
It says that personal theater isn't available in the area. Contact the private events team.
Mm.
Sorry.
Pizza. Is that the Alpine it is, buddy?
I was going to have a birthday party at paint and do paintballing, but...
People are busy.
I can change it.
I don't have friends.
It's the second day of the new year. And people are back to work.
People find me annoying.
Turns out being energetic all the time is not a quality.
Not
people
a
like
positive
it.
In people, yeah.
Less is more, so I have heard.
I mean, for that price, for 150, I can plan your whole party and shit. You want an empty movie theater?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson's on 125th, 11 a.m. kids movie. You're going to watch what you want, but ain't nobody else in there. You can bring whatever the fuck you want to eat. Like, you good.
For 150, I'll get you the birthday party of your dreams.
Hell
it's going to be 6 a.m. at LaGuardia Terminal 3,
I'll
okay?
bring you a fucking ice cream cake. You like Fudgy the Whale? Everybody likes Fudgy the Whale. I'll bring you through the motherfucker.
It won't be a whale. It'll be like a giraffe, but it'll be the same taste.
It's how you cut it. It's so good. It's so good.
Can you please be a New York City party planner?
It's easy, man. We threw a dollar slice pizza party back in the day. Mad people showed up. It was in a Korean Coke room, which I'm pretty sure is what it was. Because the caramel machine barely worked, and the speakers would come in and out, and the guy kept coming in. You buy food now? Like, nah, man. It's a pizza party. We bought food. It was a whole thing. We just kept doing coke in the bathroom. The fans are awesome. Shout out to the listeners.
I've never once been to a karaoke place with the private room where they didn't charge us for drinks we didn't order.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I feel like that is such a fuck job of an industry.
But to their credit, when we were kids, we would always, like, not kids, like teenagers in high school and then college, we'd always book those rooms in New York. And, like, they would give us our bill and we'd never pay the whole thing because everyone just had, like, here's $20, here's $20. And we never reached, like, so I don't know. They probably overcharge because they never make money off the teenagers. I'm just saying. Like,
I just feel like every time I've ever gone, the bill has never been right.
There's always, like, appetizers.
It's always been astronomical.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. And there was like $30 for the room. Yeah.
Oh no.
You know, you a private karaoke room? No, you want an audience.
You can get 40 people in a karaoke room. It's gonna be tight as a fuck, but
I don't like it.
You don't like karaoke?
No.
Yeah, I'll
get that.
I'll lend you a projector from one of the schools. You can show whatever movie you want.
I'm sober. I'm like, I get it. Everyone's singing.
I think karaoke is only fun if you're doing it with a group of people where you all have like the same music taste. When it's too many different music tastes. No, because then you get someone singing a song you don't like, and then someone else is doing a ballad like they're on Broadway.
And then you're just sitting through waiting for your song, and then, I used to do a thing at this bar in Wilmington, Delaware called Kid Chalene's. Or no. Catherine Rooney's. They used to have karaoke, and I would sing Wish You Were Here by Incubus.
Nice.
But before the song would come on, like before the vocals would hit, I'd be like, hey, everybody, this song means a lot to me. It goes out to my cousin Matthew, who died in Iraq. Mm. And then I would sing, I Wish You Were Here. I'd be like, I wish you were here, cousin Matthew. And I don't have a cousin Matthew.
No, yeah.
I just did it to bum everyone out. And when I would like sing, I would always make up some weird intro to make everyone be like, what the fuck is this? Like, this song was played to me with my mother on her deathbed. And it'd be like, I'm too sexy for my burp. Just fun stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love playing boomer comments on like Kid Rock songs on YouTube because old people always write their age when they comment on a song.
I'm 53, but Lady Gaga does it for me.
Yeah, they always need to write how old they are. And the best will be like, there's Kid Rock, Only God Knows Why. Mm-hmm. And it's just people being like 8 days sober off crystal meth. This song's really speaking to me right now.
Oh, dude, speaking of meth, I don't know how it happened, but I went into a wormhole the other night of watching people smoke meth online. God. And it was just like... Ooh. And then, of course, I had a dream where I got, like, drunk, and I was like, put on your spiritual armor so that you may not slip, you know. But goddamn, dude. Holy shit.
Do they make that shit look cool? I wouldn't think that
looks cool. No, it's hard. Well, I was watching it in a way to be like, wow, man, I'm so grateful I'm not that, you know. But, like, ooh, I know that if I had done meth, a buddy of mine said this to me because I'm in, like, a chat with like my sober friends,
yeah,
my sober network, and he was like, if you had done meth, you would have ended up gay with AIDS in like 10 minutes.
Because
it's like a very like sexual drug, you know.
Is it really?
Yeah Have you ever done meth?
No.
Do you know people that have?
Yeah.
And they're like sexually insane.
Yeah.
No. Like you like jerk off for like 36 hours. Is that it's really crazy. A fucking thing? Yeah, you just stay up.
Yeah,
and
that
like...
was an intervention. It was something they showed the guys like every day he smokes meth and masturbates for 18 hours.
Holy shit. No, are they jizzing or are they 18 hours worth of
it? I think they're dry tugging.
I think they're just dry tugging, but it like feels
that's
good.
Hell. That's a hell.
There was a guy I knew back in Delaware who would just smoke crack and crystal and look at porn in a dumpster and just jerk off.
Oh,
so no one would bother him.
Damn. Happy New Year, right?
Sounds so nice, honestly.
Fuck.
Sorry. Sounds so peaceful. Jesus it's been Christ. Such a busy week. I'm so nice.
My only concern with it is the dumpster would be echoey.
Or you'd be worried every time, like, you know. You
this was before iPhones. He would look at magazines.
Oh.
Yeah. Just bring a stack in the dumpster and beat off.
You just see him going in. You're like, all right, Godspeed.
See you later, Michael.
See you in 14 hours.
Every once in a while, I do jerk off to like just an image, and I'm like, wow, how 90s.
I do that, and I'm like, wow, you still have a brain.
I do, yes. Oh, it's still there.
Yeah. Or like thoughts.
Woo!
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The other night, I was looking at porn on my phone, and my phone shut off, and I was like, we're gonna have to power through this. And I was just like, initiate brain sequence.
Dude, is there anything worse than you're watching porn and then your phone goes off and it's just your reflection?
Oh, God. Oh.
Or back when I used to jerk off the DVDs and then I would shamefully turn the TV off and it was just my fat body in the TV.
Oh, my God.
Holding a towel.
I don't like when I come and I just have my headphones in and I'm like going to get like a nap, like whatever, to like wipe everything, and I still hear it. Like I haven't paused it.
Oh, hilarious.
It's like, you know, when you're taking a shit and you have a TikTok on and you just hear like the same like sound repeating. Over and over again. Yeah. Like, oh no, oh no, oh no. When you're like wiping, this is like me. I'm trying to wipe cum and it's like,
Oh, dude, I hate that. Fell asleep. I came and I was like the other day and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna lay here for a minute. I fell asleep. I woke up and it had all just like rolled off of my body.
Oh, Jesus.
Onto like, yeah. And I just woke up in a puddle of my own
like
cum.
Like a fucking
and I was
roasted
like,
turkey in the oven, man. I get it.
I've been there. We've all been there.
Covered in kitten hair.
Yeah. My cat's sitting on my chest. Well, you know.
All right, let's change directions here for a second. You guys watch this Waffle House fight?
No.
Yes.
One? The Macho Man?
Excellent Waffle
House
fight.
Dude, this chick is, I mean, she needs an award. I've not seen a fight like this.
First, I wrote this yesterday. I saw somebody in the comments of it, and I want to just give them props. They called Waffle House Redneck Hibachi.
Very good.
Because people are like, because you know how like every fight... there has to be the person like, well, what happened? Why are these people so upset? And somebody went, because it's Waffle House. That's what happens here. Like, it's dinner and a show.
That's hilarious. That's really
I think
funny.
I've told this recently. The last time I was at Waffle House, I was on a road trip and we're sitting there and the cook came up to my table. He goes, yo, can I ask you a question? And we go, yeah. He goes, and he just takes an onion from behind his back. He goes, ain't this the biggest motherfucking onion you ever seen in your fucking life? And we're like, yeah, it's a really big onion. And then he looks back at the other chef and goes, I told you.
What the fuck?
It was a very large onion. I sit by. I stand
the
by.
The biggest you ever seen in your
life. It probably was the biggest onion I've ever seen.
God damn.
That's what my waffles, guys. What's what they doing, bro? Come on, son. Oh, what's going down, son? Oh, shit. You wilding, guys. Oh. Oh, shit. You are wilding.
Oh. Oh, my God.
What well, instigated that?
Oh, shit. Oh shit, yo, wow. And there she goes.
Oh,
oh, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Shit. This white chick.
Oh, she is.
I saw this. I was like, she wait, grew
these, up dude,
she
lost a man on black, dude.
Wait, they're going to throw a chair at her, dude, and she deflects it like fucking Magneto.
The white girl?
The white girl. Wait,
Gus, where do you see this?
Yeah, you knew something was it's a line again.
Wait for this fucking... Wait for this chair.
Oh, is that a meat cleaver?
No. Not the meat cleaver.
But she like, good yeah, for her getting her bitch. Girls back.
Guys just trying to break
yo,
it up.
Yo. Hey, all y'all need to start trading. No bullshit.
Very good.
Wait for this yo. Chair. This is amazing. Yo. Yo, y'all better than that, man. Come on, man.
A little late to say it, though.
Support each other, man.
I've lost eyes on the white girl.
Yo, you'll see. You'll catch her quick.
Oh, she is not
like Magneto.
Did that happen?
Yo, that's got to hurt your wrist. That's
weird. How did that happen? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, fuck. She caught the...
She caught it.
She caught it.
And was like, no.
The leg connect and just shoved it down.
Oh, my God, bro.
You she got another chair. Another
chill.
One?
You're going to... You're about to go to jail. Chill.
Oh, she's going to... Throw it. Throw it.
No, don't do it. Don't... Ow.
She missed. That was a really...
That was a
bad throw.
That was very lazy.
Wow.
Is that someone you fit? Why did that make TMZ, though? I don't get why.
Yeah. That's
why
very funny.
Why the fuck did it make TMZ?
Yeah. That's just what people want, Johnny.
Oh, shit.
Go back to the beginning. Does the white chick throw a fucking coffee pot?
Yeah, what's the thing that breaks
the
like
the thing that explodes.
Yeah.
Is it
was
a
that?
Coffee pot?
Can you go back to the beginning and also find out if the Alamo Draft House.
You should have your birthday party
if you
at
go
a Waffle
to Alamo
House.
In Staten
fuck
Island. This, there's a possibility this might happen.
Ah, it's too blurry.
No, yeah. It was
I think it's sugar.
Another plate or wow. Sugar cup. Yeah.
Oh, it's probably, yeah, sugar.
Yeah, it's
and there she goes.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I do want to know how this started.
Probably fucked up the order.
But it is chicken or the egg.
Wow.
What came first, the fight or the Waffle House?
Have you seen that video?
I bet they weren't going to tip good.
Oh, man.
Why did you look at me?
Because I wanted to make you laugh.
Have you seen that video of the woman in the bodega in New York that, like, the guy throws something at her and her wig comes off?
No.
I haven't seen that one.
They throw, like, a can of beans at her. that was, like, right next to where I live. And I knew the guy who took the video. And it's basically like she starts climbing up on the bodega counter, on the deli counter, and the guy throws a can of beans at her, and her wig comes clean off. It's hilarious, but very reminiscent of this.
We discussed it on the Real Ass Podcast. I have a very firm opinion about bodega fast food attacks, and that is if you cross the line of the counter, they have every right to
absolutely.
Fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a line of demarcation.
Oh, the bodega guy had a bat. It was
it's
over.
It's like walking into somebody's apartment.
Yeah.
I think if you go behind the counter, they have the right to, like, put
kill
a
you.
Knife through your head.
Yeah, you're done.
Thoughts?
I saw 100%
totally. Agree.
No, it's like that. It's like crossing the base path in a league of their own. Once you cross it, things will never be the same.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just want to tell you about one of our favorite sponsors, which is RexMD, where you can get 90% off. Oh, my Lord, did you hear that? 90% off by going to RexMD.com/ Bye Guys. And if you want to know what RexMD is, it's an FDA-approved and trusted leader in men's telehealth. Guys, do you ever lack a little confidence in the bedroom? We've all had those nights we were nervous, maybe had a few cocktails. Well, there's nothing worse than not being able to perform. So we have friends at REXMD, RexMD. They make generic and branded Viagra and Cialis purchasing easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no copays. You can take advantage of the best deal they've ever offered and save up to 90% today. Only pay about $2 per dosage with our exclusive link, which is rexmd.com/buyguys. They just made the process really simple. No need to jump through a bunch of hoops and make any appointments. And they don't just have erectile dysfunction medication. They also have medications for sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleep aid. So check them out today. You guys are absolutely going to love it. That's rexmd.com/buyguys today for, once again, up to 90% off, $2 per dosage. They have generic and branded Viagra and Cialis. You guys are going to love it, and the person you love is going to love us for getting you to RexMD. Let's get back into the show.
I saw one video of a girl. I think she was, like, naked. She hopped up on, like, a rack in front of the deli counter, and then she turned around, and she slipped and, like, just went fucking nose over tail, and it was so satisfying because she was doing that thing where they get naked and, like, throw stuff, you know?
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like a thing they do.
Who?
People that attack, like, deli workers.
Why would they be naked?
What kind of people? Now I don't know what kind of people.
Like, crazy people. Oh, like, homeless people. You've never seen those videos? Or maybe I just see two, and I'm like, that's a thing.
No, that definitely is a thing.
Yeah, like, people that get naked and just, like...
Well, not naked. I haven't seen a naked bodega fight. I'll say that. My friend, one time, we got fucked up. He instigated a fight between a deli worker and a dude. The guy asked for Boar's Head buffalo chicken, Munster cheese. Now, I only remember it because it was a fight afterwards. So the guy's fucking cutting up pepper turkey and shit. My boy was like, yo, he fucked up. Yo, that's perfect. That's not buffalo. That's pepper turkey. Guy literally fucking does a pull-up to get up. And them shits are high. It does a fucking whole chest pull-up to get over. Kind of, yo, my man, where the fuck is my buffalo chicken? And then I guess the dude was Yemenese or whatever. He took out one of those, like, 30-day-old breads they have, and just started beating the fuck out of the guy.
Oh, my God.
And my friend's just helping us up to fucking Arizona's and chips, and we just walking the fuck out like, well, we weren't here and shit. This is a good time. Nobody was naked. I've never seen a naked bodega fight.
I had a naked homeless lady. Yeah.
I've seen a
couple. At my Subway stop.
Really?
We called her hot dog titties.
What?
So there was a lady whose name escapes me. I know her name because my brother-in-law's a cop. And she's banned from every hospital in the New York area.
That can't be
for fun. Biting nurses, and she's got the HIV.
Oh no!
Oh,
but so we would see hot dog titties. She had a number of personas.
God damn!
Sometimes she would be naked, screaming, beating herself.
Oh God!
Sometimes she would be naked in a bucket, washing herself. Other times she would tie a shirt around her head and pretend to be a nun and bow at people and ask for money.
Like a Cabbage Patch Kid and shit.
And then one time I was coming home during and this was after I found out she had AIDS. I saw her emerge from the shadows with a gentleman smoking crack and realized that she had earned her crack.
Oh,
the old fashioned way. And I was like, oh, this man is in for a surprise.
Well, maybe she's positive, undetectable.
And so we were home for Christmas, and we asked my brother-in-law, have you seen hot dog titties?
Oh, and
so she's like our Rickety Cricket. Like,
this became one of those brochures that you see on the New York subway. Prep you equals undetectable.
She's like our Rickety Cricket. Like, every time we see her, there's a new thing wrong with her.
Oh, my God.
And we asked my brother-in-law, like, hey, have you seen hot dog titties? And he goes, funny enough, lost a leg.
What?
I go, what? He goes, yeah, she had gangrene and they chopped her leg off.
Oh, God.
So now she's in a wheelchair naked.
Jesus Christ.
I saw two girls in my high school one time, like, brawl out, like, in this Waffle House video once, and it was so funny because it was an AP chemistry. It was 8:30 in the morning, and my high school was 4,500 kids. So between periods... You have to imagine, like, going to class was just shoulder to shoulder. It was like the BQE at, like, rush hour. It was just shoulder to shoulder.
What a nightmare.
Just like you, I'm 5'2". I would just be lifted and just float to class. I would just join, these people are going there. Let's go. And, like, this fight broke out, and these two were, like the hair. It's always the hair that gets me.
Girls are vicious.
Yeah. The hair is when they get the hair, it's over. Because then there's just a standstill from there. And they grabbed each other's hair, and they were, like, on the ground, just, like, going at it. And, like, we had no choice. We just, like, have you ever seen, like, A Bug's Life?
Yeah.
Where, like, they have to, like, crawl over the leaf and, like, it's a huge crisis. It was, like, all of us were just like, ooh, I'm here. And, like, went to class, didn't even faze us.
I went to high school in the suburbs, but then people started moving from Jersey City and Bayonne into my town. And those girls would wreak havoc on these suburban chicks that thought they were tough.
Right.
They would just get a hold of them by the hair and lump them up.
Oh.
God. Also, Johnny, I really held off on a real rough joke. it was tough. Could you say again what class you were in?
What mean? What? Oh, I was in AP Chem. Yeah.
Yeah, that video looked like APE Chemistry.
Oh shit! I can't. Worst fights we've had have always been girl fights at my job.
Always the girl fights. Yeah.
I can't separate them.
I've had glasses broken trying to break this shit up. And I've also had a girl.
It's the hair. It's because once they get the hair, it's.
And they won't let go.
It's it, yeah.
It's like you got to shove your thumb up their ass like you do with a dog.
With a Rottweiler?
Like jaw.
It really is.
It's, don't compare women to dogs, please.
What? Your words, not mine.
Yeah. And another thing, they shouldn't vote. No, kidding. Oh, shit. Kidding. No, so sorry.
No, but the chick.
If your teenage girl shits on the floor, rubber nose in it.
Oh, but the one shit, that's the worst shit I've seen. Mind you, I've been locked up before. The worst shit I've ever seen was working at the high school. Last day of school, girls fought over a boy. The girl got the rival girl, wrapped her own hair in her hand, the other girl's hair in her hand, like a tape, took her face and just cheese grated over concrete.
Oh, no.
Ooh. That girl's face is never the same. She came back to visit like 2 years ago, like after the pandemic shit. The kids were like, yo, what the fuck happened to your face? Like, I told you about that shit, you special motherfuckers.
She looks like Edward James almost.
He has a better face. It's legit. It's really bad. It's shit. Like, if the light hits it, you'll get sparkles off of the concrete and shit. It's still there.
God.
It's a Bond villain face. It's pretty bad.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You were talking about the homeless thing, and it reminded me of this homeless lady I would always see, this trans homeless lady on, like, First Ave. Always kind of around that, like, the First Ave L or whatever. And I was like coming home one night, I was feeling really good and she was singing. And so I thought like, let's have a moment and I'll sing with her, you know? And she was she was singing, I shot the sheriff.
Oh my gosh.
And I look at her and I go, but I did not shoot the deputy. Like, oh, let's really have a moment.
Let's vibe.
Yeah. And when I went, but I did not shoot the deputy, she goes, but I did not shoot the dog. Didn't shoot the dog. No dog. Didn't shoot the dog. And then she just started pacing back and forth, yelling about the dog. And I was like,
I
tried.
Why did you try to connect with
the dog? No dog. Didn't shoot the dog.
God, since we live in the same neighborhood, you might remember. Do you remember there used to be a trans black chick that hung out on 86th Street named Shaniqua?
Yeah.
And she walked one time. I had
you
like.
Know? No.
Yeah. 86th Street. I grew up off 83rd.
Yeah, yeah.
We grew up on 83rd and 5th. That's where our apartment was.
And this lady was bonkers. And she used to, one time I had like my zombie makeup going somewhere. And she goes, how are you trans? And I went, no. She goes, can I have a dollar? That would be, it would always be question. And then second question is, can I have a dollar?
That's a fair response.
I have a picture with her from one of my birthdays one year.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do you remember?
Was it at the Alamo Draft House with their?
No, it was on the R train at 86th Street.
I don't know how long you've been in Bay Ridge, but do you remember that little person that would walk around a lot?
Were they an elf for Christmas?
He was an elf for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. He would be on 86th. Yeah.
So he would be on 86th Street. Yeah. He would be. I think it was a Salvation Army.
Are you guys
it was like a jewelry store.
It was connected
off of a midget.
Are you guys connecting off of homeless characters?
So I want you to know
I've been embarrassed.
So I want you to know that little person, one time when I was very young, my dad, I was maybe like 11 or 10 at the time. My dad tells me the story and he goes, "You see him over there?" Because he was dressed as an elf for Christmas, right? So he goes, "You see that elf over there? One time your cousin showed me a video and I had no idea what it was. And it was a woman and she was carrying a suitcase and she was going into a hotel room. And she goes into the hotel room, she opened the suitcase, and that elf jumped out. And he was naked, and Gus, it was a porno."
That is awesome.
Remember, that was like, it's a core memory. It's a core memory. And so, just so you know, dead now, I think. He died a few years ago. And
I did not know that.
I think he died a few years ago. But just so you know.
RIP to a real one.
Yeah, he's a real one. He's a fucking real one. That guy's a real one. Yeah, that guy.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's fucking amazing.
That's fucking beautiful, dude.
Yeah. Porno.
And it was a porno. Fuck, I cannot. Why are you telling me this story? I'm 10 years. We're on our way to go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, that's so fun.
Barrage, if you need to go to 85 different stores that sell costume jewelry, there's 7 jewelry stores on my block.
So
I don't understand
really?
It.
So
yeah.
insane,
I don't think I've ever been to Bay Ridge.
The pandemic changed nothing about my neighborhood. Every woman already was
Except
wearing
Century.
A mask. Every woman already had a mask and wouldn't be within 6 feet of me. Yeah, Century's gone. But yeah.
Century's gone. TJ Maxx is gone. And all those women that you just said are all pissed about it, let me tell you. My mom, weeks, she was like, "Century's closed. What am I going to do during the winter?" And then she goes, What are the Jewish women going to do too? They can't go anywhere." It's like, shut up, Mom.
Century 21 was a real wig collection, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
A lot of plain brown wigs.
It was a lot of that, yeah. A lot of that.
Let's do one more story and get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, the king is back.
King is back.
Bill Cosby planning comedy tour for spring,
get
summer
the fuck
2023.
Yeah, about goddamn time.
The pre-sale code is Roofie.
Tickets are going fast, so don't sleep on them. We did that outside.
Yeah,
me and Gus had a little bit.
We planned a little thing out.
I was arguing, my chick saw that story last night, and she's like, "Who would go see him?" And I'm like, "Hey, me."
Yeah,
because who doesn't want to see Cosby's jail material?
I mean,
if he goes up and does jail shit,
that'd be fucking wonderful.
Also, he's 85.
Yeah,
I mean, it just
he
sounds
like
kind of awesome.
Before all this stuff happened.
Well, I mean, if he's sitting, I'll listen to him talk. Because who would go see him? I think, much like many people think Michael Jackson was innocent.
Right.
I think there are legitimately a lot of people who think Cosby was framed for wanting to buy into
NBC. He was railroaded, this and that. But what venue is going to be like?
That's the question.
It's not going to be like MSG Four Nights. It'll be like, I don't know. It's not going to be anything. It can't be like Radio City, because then people will come after their institution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be like a smallish, but not that small theater.
The Gramercy?
In New York. I guess.
No way.
You know, like,
no. Who is
it's
going to
be? It's
going to
be Caveat, because it's educational programming.
Oh my god!
You know what, dude? I bet there's a theater in Harlem that would do it.
Not in Apollo. There's no way he's getting that.
I don't know, but I think like he'll have to do like a smaller theater. It'll be like I mean, someone said limited engagement, and like it'll be hard to get tickets.
Be like a week.
But
could he do like a COVID rules thing where he is like, you know, you bring up a truck to a drive-in, and he's just there, dressed like Matlock, black Matlock and shit with suspenders on. Like, you know, I've seen a rape once or twice in the joint. I said, "Bill, what the fuck?"
Bill Cosby himself is one of the best specials of all time. Dude. If I get to see hardened criminal Bill Cosby.
You had to pull up your pants, because if you didn't, you'd get your ass fucked.
How do you not want to see that? Honest answers around the table. Would you, if somebody gave you a ticket?
Should I bring my wife?
For free?
Yeah.
And no one on social media could ever find out that I was there.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, I could go incognito
yeah. to like watch as like a science experiment. Yeah. I'd be like, absolutely.
It's interesting. It'd be interesting.
I would take a picture with him and post it.
Yeah.
I used to keep his ticket in my wallet.
Yeah. I would take a picture with him and post it.
I loved Cosby, man. Yeah. How could you not? He's incredible.
Did you ever tear a piece off of it and put it in a girl's drink? Maybe it's got magic powers like acid. I would take a picture with him and post. Like, people, I took a picture with fucking Michael Alec. Like, he's a fucking murderer.
Right. Yeah, but you're also into that kind of realm. Yeah.
You wouldn't take a picture with Cosby tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
I wouldn't take a picture with him.
I couldn't do it.
What if I couldn't take a picture with him?
Bill, get a pic. Here, yeah. Bill.
It's me holding a drink up.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't take a picture. I wouldn't. But I would go see him.
Shit, I couldn't take I'd lose my fucking job.
Would you take the picture and not post it? And just show it
What's
to friends.
What's the point then? Oh, no, no I would I post it. I'd be like, fuck it. I'm going to down a hill. It'll be that Bill Cosby hill and shit. That's got to be awesome. I mean, fuck.
How could you act?
The dangerous ticket is the backstage ticket. I don't know if you want to
How
take
could
that
you
right.
not go see him, though, if you had the opportunity just to, like, does he talk for hours about jail?
I mean,
like,
I'm sure that the first
what does post jail Cosby talk about?
The first
he
half
can't
hour
just talk about family life.
No, the first half hour is going to be like, yeah, family life. Yeah, and my wife. You know, as soon as the jail
so he's
thing,
gonna, he's going to do. Then, no, he's going to do the Louis thing.
Yeah,
where he's going to do like regular shit for half an hour. He's like, all right, you guys want to talk about it?
Yeah. Or it'll be like Nanette, where like the first half hour will be, you know, some sort of jokes, and then the last half hour it'll be like, and I did rape them, you know? Like,
blue, the other side. I did blue some men.
Yeah. All right, I want to call it here. I'm very happy.
Thank you guys
for tuning in. Please follow our wonderful guests, Gus and Johnny. Thank you to everyone in the booth. Please remember, at I am Alex Scarlato on Instagram, click the link tree.
Yes.
Get her something for this fucking baby.
Get Alex baby stuff. Did the snot thing come, Alex?
I haven't opened anything for the baby yet, but I have like a whole wall of boxes.
So make sure you take good care of them. Thank you guys so much in the booth. Thank you to Gas Digital Network on behalf of myself and Einon Fidance. This is Zach Amico saying bye, guys.